You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Extinguish all cigarettes, take the mask in your hand, place it over your nose and mouth, and continue to breathe normally. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The card should be read carefully before takeoff.
BFM.
The element of risk was the great thing about it. You know, in certain areas within the set, we knew that there was going to be excitement factor, where we were going to try and do something that, or go somewhere, which we hadn't plotted at all, hadn't planned, and see if we could get out of it. Well, in the end, we just kept getting out of it and forgot about the music.
Time to talk.
Don't leave people waiting.
Don't let that flute solo also take over.
It's just everyone is going, what's happening?
Everyone's going, oh, that flute.
I'm listening to the music. Usually people are talking by this stage.
A couple of jerks named Johnny and Big Hungry.
Hey, welcome along. It's Wednesday here on BFM. My name's Johnny. Your name is
Big Hungry. I'll be Big Hungry. This edition, this Wednesday edition of Drive.
Are you a fan of being called Bungry?
I tried to get it off the ground actually while you were away and nobody really jumped on it.
No one was keen on calling you Bungry?
No.
Hey, do we have a prize to give away this afternoon?
Shit the bed, John, we do. Holy hell, it's relevant to what we're doing actually. It's Lord Echo Harmonies, obviously, because we're talking to Lord Echo.
We are going to be speaking to Lord Echo. I believe his name is Mike Fabulous. He's from Wellington. He's just put out his third album, so we're going to have a chat to him about that. He is big in Japan, as Tom Waits once said.
To long player, up for grabs, ladies and gents.
I had a listen today, and there's some really cool songs on there. It's wonderfully produced, so we might have a chat to him about his the process of recording a record. He's obviously very studious, from what I gathered, so it'll be interesting to find out about his setup and how he goes about it. Also, we've got someone playing live in studio this afternoon, or out in the BFM lounge. Who is it, Big Hungry?
It's a secret, because I don't know off the top of my head.
Okay, sweet.
It's like right on the tip of my tongue, but I don't know.
Someone with a strange name. Hey, with this giveaway, are we going to make it a bit of a challenge?
Would you like to milk it in a certain direction?
Yeah, well, we've got a Lord Echo album to give away. I was thinking we could go for some calls. 309-3879. Your best... Oh, not your best. Ooh, what was that?
Fuck no, it's a little bit of feedback.
Your impersonation of Big Hungry or myself. Doesn't have to be good, just has to be the best.
Ah, Baby Zinoff. That's who we've got.
Sweet.
I believe it's going to be some kind of sort of on a house buzz. Should be nice for a midweek scenario, I think.
I had to listen to some of his mixes today on his Facebook page. Pretty cool.
What do we got now, John? Are you going in with a tune? I opened up with a brand new Vanishing Twin. It sends my heart into a spin.
Let's play some Feral Ohms in CD Player 3.
Ooh. The CD.
Oh,
Oh, mate, David Addison there with Dead Fish. Before that, For the Girl Who Has Everything on the Carpet. Now, everything going perfectly to plan, John.
Yes.
We'll have Pete very shortly.
Cool, surf's up, hopefully. It's building.
Perfect.
Wonder what we should have for breakfast.
Piggy, kill the beast, cut his throat, spill his blood.
Hey, are you dreaming about cannibalism again?
What? Maybe.
You told me you were vegetarian. So gross, I'm leaving.
Wait, just one little bite, please.
Your favourite ethical vegetarian fast food joint, Lord of the Fries, is now open for breakfast. Choose from 5 delicious vegetarian and vegan breakfast buns, hash brown sides, or wash down with a freshly squeezed OJ. Breakfast is served at Lord of the Fries, St. Kevin's Arcade and No. 1 Queen Street.
Look, even if your name's not Carter, Harding, McGlashan, Adrosa, Moccasin, Kilgour, Yalich, Knox or Moore, it's New Zealand Music Month, right? So it's your patriotic duty to get out there and make some bloody good music. To help, Music Planet are throwing a huge New Zealand Music Month sale with deals on Fender guitars, Korg keyboards and synths, Martin and Larrivee guitars, plus PA packages and so much more. The New Zealand Music Month sale, on now at Music Planet. 4 stores Auckland-wide and online at musicplanet.co.nz.
As we go about our waking lives in the subtropical metropolitan dreamscape that is contemporary Auckland, it's easy to imagine the rest of the country as a barren wasteland. Good only for wind farming, the storage of archaic law enforcement computer systems, flailing blue-collar industry and prisons. But you'd be dead wrong. There's more to Greater New Zealand than good souvlakis and Lanark Castle, and we are determined to prove it. Every Saturday, tune in as the Totally Wired team check in with correspondents from around Aotearoa to get the guts on happenings in the nation's provinces. NZ On Air Music presents Main Centred every Saturday between 11 and 2 as part of Totally Wired.
Chuck out a bloody guitar riff, would you?
Is your longboard charged? Because it's time for the 95 BFM Surf Report, thanks to P2 Power. Join up at p2power.co.nz.
Pete!
Yo!
When was the last time you chucked out a little guitar riff, mate?
Oh, it's been a wee while, actually.
Yeah, throw it down, would you? Come on, mate.
Yeah, about time, eh? Normally a bass riff.
Oh, yeah, I like it. I'm actually getting real into air bassing. It's a lot more fun than air guitaring.
Yeah, yeah, it's got more rhythm, eh?
It's just, you can just rule
soloing out, doesn't...
You can just sit in the groove a bit harder, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Quite a lot of...
Ooh,
too much spotlight in the solo, eh? If you just got the rhythm with the bass, you can kind of just find your little spot.
Tote.
Build momentum.
Oh, don't get me started, mate. Don't get me started about momentum and bass. Got any surf, or...?
Yeah, not really tomorrow. 1 to 2 foot out west.
Should I just start fading you down kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, we'll call it that. Yep.
All right, mate.
Hey, Pete, isn't 1 to 2 feet actually all right if you're just starting out, such as myself?
Yeah, no, it's true. So,
got no time for that. No time
exactly.
for starter out.
That's a good point. The wind's going to be light and variable.
Yes.
Tomorrow, and it's looking like it probably will be more offshore, if anything. So, it could be pretty fun if you're learning to surf out west. So, I'll give that a go. You got the high tide at 9 a.m. So, that'll be your go. East is real small, but there is a building swell, and by the afternoon it might be surfable, but likewise, looking at 1 to 1.5 feet.
You'd call it fun. Fun is just like the throwaway. It's just a little bit of shit, isn't it? It's fun waves.
I wouldn't quite say these are fun.
Okay. Would there be a wave at Takapuna or...?
Nah, definitely not.
You don't want to swim there, though. It's bad. Bad current. Yeah. Bad area.
It does occasionally get away, but not tomorrow. Not a chance, eh? East is small, but if there's a slight chance in the afternoon there'll be a tiny wave. The wind's going to be light onshore, probably. So I'd go west coast if you're going to go. Low to the east is 12:30 tomorrow. Both got a 2 out of 10, but I'd say west gets the nudge.
Okay, just for consistency reasons.
Yeah, I mean...
You have to look at the past scores, really, when it becomes a tie. It's only fair.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's more opportunity out west. Might get a few more rogue sets come through.
I'm a little bit sick of Big
Good
Hungry.
That's exaggerating it big time.
Give the east coast a bit more positive energy, please.
There is no coast. When you can walk to, like... within like an hour get to both coasts, don't even worry about it. It's all just one big island.
Yeah, or way up north, it's good for that. You go like an hour anyway, you can get east or west, so good. But come the weekend, east is looking like it could be a ride on Saturday, a bit more swell, and the wind is probably going to be offshore for east coast, so that's looking all right. And then looking like Sunday, west coast will have a decent amount of swell and some more favourable winds, so I think you might find you'd be east on Saturday, west on Sunday.
Believe the hype, kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's not looking too bad. So
okay.
I'll keep you posted.
Sounds
I'll just be hanging out for it.
So. No doubt. Let's say rendezvous same time tomorrow?
Yeah.
I guess.
Slightly earlier.
Yeah.
Sounds like a deal.
Sounds like a deal, mate.
Cool, mate. Riff it up.
Actually, it might be a little bit later because Marijuana Media tomorrow.
I'm got used to that now.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for adjusting.
A little bit slower on the sister.
Thanks for adjusting.
Cool, boy.
All right, dude.
Catch you, man.
Bye.
That was the 95 BFM Surf Report, thanks to P2 Power. Join up at p2power.co.nz.
Caitlin and Lillian are both in studio. What do we owe the pleasure? What are you guys up to?
To what do we owe the pleasure?
Jeez. I was just coming in to make sure that Cam could hear me yell at him through the door before.
I can because there's a lost and found that's in the door and it's taken away all the soundproofing qualities, as you can probably hear when I play a bloody loud banger.
Yeah, so I could hear you yelling on the other side, mate.
There's like a letterbox type situation on the door between the studio and the office.
And that's where all the scarves and Bic pens and at the moment actually some cold Colgate toothpaste, a Spider-Man vision.
What are people doing here, eh?
I don't know.
There's Spider-Man toothpaste in the lost and found.
Would you like to do a little bit of a maybe
yes,
toothpaste? Kind of brush your teeth?
What are you doing here?
I just walked in and saw three beautiful people in the studio and thought I'd join in. But can I offer some wisdom on the west-east coast debate?
Yes, of course you can.
Because I was itching, but I held my voice. Excuse me. So as a lifeguard, offering my expertise, what we like to sort of say is that if you learn on the west coast, right, and you do your test to be a lifeguard on the west coast, as opposed to doing it on the East Coast, it's like learning a manual as opposed to an automatic.
Or you could just rip the head off someone from the East Coast because they're not as powerful as you are from the West Coast.
Yeah, that's essentially what I'm saying.
Is there swimming licenses?
You can do both, right? So, like, if you learn on the West Coast, you can do both. If you learn on the East Coast, I don't know if I'd trust you on the West Coast.
I wish we were more territorial and there were straight ocean gangs, you know, like an East Coast gang. And that'd be cool. I'd be into that.
There's some pretty hardcore territorial stuff. It's like, I have
well,
like
Pete
beef.
Won't tell us where the waves
are. I
have are,
beef
so yeah.
with Red Beach since I was a child.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the surf club?
Whenever we got in trouble, we'd say we were from Red Beach so that they'd get in trouble.
What's your surf club?
Bethel's.
Oh, buzzy.
West Coast.
Quite a dangerous beach.
It is. It is indeed.
No wonder you're so tough.
I tell you what, can I actually just stick up for Red Beach right now? Red Beach is a great
get
spot.
Out.
I've scuzzed many a pie and parked up at Red Beach.
Turn his mic off.
a pretty amazing planet we live on here. And a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
Isis. Drumming, drumming, drumming is a language. Art beats. Earnest, flexible. Discerning. Others what Jah has given to I, an I. Odd beats. Drumming is a language. Drumming, drumming, drumming is a language. Relating to the circumstances. Earnest. Doing it with your whole heart. Article it. Heartbeat. Whatever you do, do it article it.
Why'd you wear your hair like that?
Yeah, well, these hair strands here, each one stands for a vibration, and they're all supposed to be good. But, oh, there goes a strand there.
You and me, it's over. Enough.
Hello, BFM.
Yo.
Yo.
I was going to, before I realised you put me on air, I was going to ask what that last song was.
Why don't I take you off air and we get friendly?
Yeah, that's what a professional would do, man.
Didn't mean to fuck this whole thing up. Should have kept my mouth shut. In their back foot. Rounds around. Just can't seem to hold it down. Get out of your head. Lose your hesitation. Cough. Don't let me interrupt. Didn't mean to fuck. Should have kept my mouth shut. Didn't mean to fuck this whole thing up. Should have kept my mouth shut. Rounds around. Just can't seem to hold it down. Get out of your head. Lose your hesitation. Cough. Don't let me interrupt. Didn't mean to fuck. Should have kept my mouth shut. Been going back and forth, around. Just can't seem to hold shit down. Get out of your head, lose your hesitation. Don't know what you said.
Is that someone coughing?
Damn right. Sweet Leaf.
Who was
it's Sega Bodega, that one with CeCe featuring Shy Girl.
And some coughing.
She's a wee bit shy. Before that was a someone doing a demonstration on a Roland PMA5. Just thought that was radical, so I thought I'd just play that because I got inspired by that Pascal Project, Enough Feelings tune.
Do you think you'll ever move beyond an obsessive...
Sorry, I'll just grab a drink, John. I know you're going to be a while, mate.
An obsessive... what am I trying to say here? Do you think you'll ever get over collecting synthesizers and guitar pedals? Are you just going through a phase?
Why are you bringing this up? I just played a great song, regardless of how I heard it.
You've probably listened to it because you've been curious to find out what's said.
Unless they create some kind of putty that you put on your wallet, like kind of like putty on your thumb so you stop sucking your thumb, then I guess I'll probably just keep...
You'll keep buying strange...
I keep indulging myself. I'm all about the sonic textures. There's so many colours out there, John. Okay.
Pretty deep.
It's fucking deep, bruh.
Auckland Art Gallery presents the 2017 Chartwell Show, Shout Whisper Whale. 11 contemporary artists from New Zealand and Australia open your ears with creative and challenging explorations of performance, sound, music and voice. Shout Whisper Whale at Auckland Art Gallery. On now, entry is free.
Hey, are you a first-time vapor? Or are you an experienced vapor looking for the best selection of vaping supplies, premium e-cigs, and 100% authentic products? Best you find your way then, friend, to one of 13 Shosha stores across Auckland. Shosha has the best range of authentic batteries, clearomizers, and a wide range of the best e-liquids around. If you're new to the vape life, starter kits start from $25. Find your closest Shosha store at shosha.co.nz. Pop in and consult with their knowledgeable Shosha staff. And vape on, friend. Vape on.
Oh man, I've got Saturday afternoon emptiness. I feel dead inside.
Didn't that smashed avocado brunch help? That sneaky little yum cha we squeezed in?
Not really. This morning's not a country and tonight's just too far away. How are we going to make it through the in-between zone with our sanity intact?
I know. Let's turn on the BFM and send some psycho texts to Sarah on the Saturday 2 to 4.
Aha, sanity saved.
The Saturday afternoon 2 till 4 with Sarah. Guaranteed good talk.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.